All right, so back to Izu and Nay on the balancing act. And Izu, just summarize for us. Tell us a little bit about this, and then we're going to go to the phone lines, take some questions, come back to Nay, and then Kevin will also hook us up on social media. But go ahead, Izu.
Balancing act, basically, it's a simple concept. It's a concept of finding the middle point between two extremes. In business, there's two extremes: to make profit and to satisfy customers. Most times, it's a compromise on one. For Nigerian businesses, most of the time, people pay so much attention to trying to make profit, and they don't pay attention to whether or not the customers are very, very satisfied with the quality of the job that they get. So we're looking at this from all of the extreme ends of your life. You have work, you have fun. You have black, you have white, you have your religion, and you have your everyday practice. How do you reach the middle ground? Sometimes you have conflicts with people because they don't see your view. How do you get to the middle ground? Sometimes you want to go into business, but you don't have capital. Those are two extreme ends. Great idea, no capital. How do you meet the middle ground? Maybe butter. Trade by butter, my work. But you see, the metaphor behind it is people do this a lot in business. When you say you don't have money for business, sometimes you say you don't have collateral. The problem is that you don't realize that character in itself is collateral. So every time in the world, you have to be able to find it. It's never what you don't have that stops you. It's what you have but don't know how to use. People don't see that. People don't understand that life is a business and your own product. And just because your own product, every product has its own life cycle, you are responsible for itself. Life is a business. You are the product, and no one else will be responsible for the sale of your product. Find the middle ground and people will buy.
What are your thoughts about this, real quick?
Now, in this balancing act, what we also try to say about your balancing is that not only are you balancing out the quality of your product, but also the quality of your service. So now, yes, you have a customer who might be a bit difficult, but if you haven't equipped your staff to deal with a difficult company, customer, then you have a lapse. It means that you're not balanced out. Balancing also has to do with the staff members. We attended your emotional intelligence class over the weekend. And I remember thinking, okay, apart from obviously bosses and the managers who were there, there were also people who are employees. Now, if the managers are being trained, but the employees are not being trained, the lower level employees are not being trained, then it's going to be very hard for that manager who has that knowledge to be able to get across the importance of the brand or the culture of that company. So there's a constant need for balancing to happen every quarter, every month, depending on, you know, the HR influx. And you can use the same test with even the product. There comes a time when the product needs to be innovated. The product needs to be changed to suit the customer.
Right, absolutely.
So you,
absolutely.
It's a constant, that's why it's called the balancing act.
The balancing act.
You keep doing it.
Yeah, I love this last point you just made. You know, the dynamism of the marketplace and the ever so changing customer and their needs and their requirements. Companies that don't stay, adept. Companies that are not adept in matching, you know, the internal workings of the company, innovation and all that, to meet the needs of those customers, they can go out of business. You know what I'm saying?
Very true.
Chike is here, Kevin is here, we're hanging out. Xavier is in the house with us, their business brand strategy, corporate training and management consulting firm. You know, if you want to build a business, you need a business plan, you need them to help you build, you talk through strategy concepts, etc. Call, you know, Xavier, call Izu. They have their Xavier Masterclass. Izu, there is a discount that you're giving.
Yeah.
Tell us about the discount real quick.
All right, the fee usually is 60,000. It's a full day intensive class, extremely nice. And we try to make it high end in terms of quality. So it's 60,000 naira per participant. But guess what the good news is? The good news is if you're among the first 20 people right now to send a text that says interested, you get 25% off. So that means you get to pay 45,000 as against 60,000. Just send a text to 08035202891. Just say interested. You even get more discount if you're coming as group with your family, with your wife or your husband. Just say interested in the masterclass and you get 25% discount to 08035 20 28 91, and after the class we promise you a lifetime mentorship. We'll put you on a WhatsApp group with almost over 100 people in each city that's passed through the class. What do they have in common? The top level executive business owners, and we facilitate to make sure that they get opportunities in the group and then they grow in the group. And we have the Hexavian Business Club, which is only for the alumni of the master class. The